Next year, smartphones equipped for 5G connections will start hitting the market in the U.S., but they won't be much of an upgrade unless they're connected to a new 5G wireless network. The race to build those is on, but some communities want to step on the brakes. Here's Jim Saxa from member station WHYY.
Doylestown, Pennsylvania is a charming little town just north of Philadelphia, and it's caught up in a clash between technological progress and local control. Borough Council President Jack O'Brien is explaining just how Doylestown got into this mess when suddenly the call cuts out.
And the Public Utility Commission.
Hey, Jack, you still there?
Cell phone coverage is spotty in Doylestown, and that's a bit ironic, given why O'Brien was calling. The borough just fought a lawsuit to stop a cellular company from upgrading wireless coverage in the area. The company Crown Castle is building a web of next-gen wireless antennas. They're smaller in size and in coverage area than the big cell towers our smartphones currently connect to. And that means you have to install them all over, like one or two per block. O'Brien says people thought that would ruin the town's charm.
In the center of town here, we have what we call historic light poles. They're cast iron and decorative, and we wanted to kind of maintain the sense of that. And they were proposing coming in and just putting wooden poles in, and in some cases they would be 50 feet high, and they just didn't fit with the nature of the town.
The two sides ended up settling. Crown Castle gets to build their infrastructure network, but they'll have to hide it as best they can. The new cell antennas are the foundation for the next generation of cellular technology, 5G. It's like adding lanes to a highway, opening up bandwidth to connect devices and ramp up speeds at levels currently not possible. 5G backers say it will bring about that wondrous future that we were always promised at expos like the 1962 World's Fair.
One day you may be able to call home and automatically turn off the oven. Or, from a public telephone a couple of hundred miles away, turn on your home air conditioner and have the house nice and cool.
50-plus years later, that not-too-distant future is already here, says Pennsylvania State Representative Frank Ferry.
Basically, everybody's becoming connected in their home in one form or another. And I actually notice it when I'm out campaigning. I ring some people's doorbells, and they're not home, and they start talking to me through their phone while I'm at their doorstep.
Ferry, a Republican, is sponsoring a bill that aims to make it easier for wireless companies to build their 5G networks. It would strip local governments of their ability to control what gets installed on their streets, effectively preventing towns like Doylestown from negotiating their own deals. So far, local governments have opposed the bill, but they say they're open to a compromise so long as they keep a say in what the future of wireless technology ends up looking like in their downtowns. Crown Castle spokesman Rory Whalen says the bill's needed to keep Pennsylvania on pace in the 5G race.
5G is coming to every community in America. The question is, who's at the front of the line and who's at the back of the line?
That every community comes with an asterisk. No matter how this technology is rolled out here in Pennsylvania, or anywhere else for that matter, cities and suburbs, with their concentrations of potential customers, will likely be at the front of the line. And rural communities will probably end up waiting a whole lot longer when it comes to connecting to new 5G networks. For Here and Now, I'm Jim Saxa.